Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is episode 328. I really do appreciate you tuning in, whether this is your first time listening or a longtime listener. I really do appreciate you spending a little bit of time checking out the podcast. I hope you're having a crazy week, fun week, getting a chance to do out there with the camera, make some amazing work. I also just wanted a reminder that I have a online printing workshop, 3-hour printing workshop on July 10th. You can register for up on my website and check that out. Also, hopefully this week, it's June 21st. Hopefully later this week, I'll have the rest of my in-person workshops for 2021 and 2022. We'll start to get outlined for that. And you can check those out on the website as well. This week, I wanted to talk about the space that you create in. So the space, this is kind of, think of this as your desk space or your room you edit in or you work in. Because I think one of the things that we don't acknowledge enough is the importance of having a space that is identifiable as who we are. It's identifiable as what's important to us. And so whether it's a nook in the corner of your kitchen where your computer sits and you do your actual editing there, or you've got a full room, or maybe you have a basement, or heck, maybe you even have a separate house that you do all your work in, or a studio you've rented somewhere, the importance of making that space your own space. Because I think it's really easy sometimes for us to create a space that doesn't reflect who we are. It becomes a space of functionality and doesn't really allow us to have the things in the space and the organizations within the actual physical space that maximize our creativity. As we look across our desk, and I've talked about this, that everybody has a different organizational style. Some people work in piles. Some people are neat freaks. They have to have their desk completely, you know, free of any distractions. But no matter how you are set up from an organizational standpoint, I think having a space that is reflective of who you are, that when somebody walks into that space, they get a sense of what's important to you through the objects and things that are found within that space. And while there is function that's important, you know, for me, I have a wall, a magnetic wall in the studio that I can hang prints on because I think it's important to be able to look at photographs. I also have walls where I hang up photographs of other photographers because I like to be inspired by their work. I like to see their photographs. I like to be able to look at their photographs. I have books up because books are important to me. They're things that reflect that. But I also have little knickknacks around the space, little things, old cameras that are my cameras that I used, you know, when I was younger that I don't use anymore. Or maybe they're cameras, old cameras that somebody gave to me. My brother gave me these old broken cameras for years as Christmas presents. So I've got those, you know, a coffee pot. I love to drink coffee. So I have a little tea kettle. So I make my pour over coffee, little things that identify what's important within the space. And the reason I think that's so critical is that much of the work we do these days is no longer necessarily behind the camera. That's a certain percentage of it. But a lot of it is done sitting at our desk. It is done sitting in front of a computer. And even if you're a film photographer, at some point, you're scanning or you're dealing with emails or you're looking at images online. Maybe you're reading online. But you sit in this space that is your creative spot. It is the space where you work. And if the space does not feed your soul, does not feed your creative energy, and it in fact sucks some energy out of you, that can make it a greater challenge to be truly as creative as you want to be, truly as effective as you want to be in your creative practice. So by having a space that is uniquely yours and identifies what is important to you, I think can really help with that process. So one of the keys to doing that, I think, is to minimizing the things that are distractions. So what's interesting about this process of creating the space is if you treat it as if you were going to create a photograph, the process of photographing and making a good photograph, and if you think about the approach to that photograph, you would want to minimize the distractions. You'd want to make sure that the exposure was correct. You want to make sure that the compositional tools were aligned properly. You'd want to make sure that you had a good center of subject focus, a good subject matter, an understanding of what the photograph was about. You'd want to make sure that it was properly edited so that it reflected your vision. Your space is very much the same way. We want to minimize the distractions when we create the space. We don't want to have a bunch of things in there that aren't what our photography is about, because all of those distractions can minimize your creative process. They can keep you from making good decisions because of the distractions. And if there are things that are annoying to you, there's things that you don't even like, you think of that clutter in your space and how just in the peripheral vision, how that becomes a distraction. Just like in a photograph, something sitting at the edge of the frame that shouldn't be in the frame provides a visual distraction that keeps us from seeing the entirety of the photograph, from experiencing the photograph as the photographer imagined. The space is the same way if we don't minimize those distractions. The exposure, the lighting in the space. Do we have the appropriate level of light so that we can understand and appreciate the work we're doing? Can we properly see prints? Can we properly look at the monitor? That level of exposure is important. I think when it comes to form and composition, do we have things in the right place? Are they organized in the right way? Do you have to reach a long ways for something? Do you have things that you would use all the time, but they're in an awkward position? Maybe we need to rethink how we would approach where our monitor sits on our desk, or where our mouse sits, or our trackpad sits, or our Wacom tablet sits. Thinking about how we approach that, I think, is important. Also, I think in terms of the actual, you know, like I said, we edit a photograph to get the accuracy of the photograph to represent what we want. But again, how we think about what we would do within the space and what are the things that that space is for? Is it just for editing photographs? Is it a spot where we get inspired by looking at other photographs and reading about other photographs? Is it a spot where we also do other work? You know, a lot of us don't necessarily have the opportunity to have a dedicated photography space and a dedicated workspace. And with so many people working from home, or maybe you have a small apartment and again, your kitchen has double duty as responsibility for the photography. As you think about those various elements of what and things that have to be dual purposed, you know, there might be an opportunity to bring things out and put things away as you think about your photography. So maybe if you're going to sit down and edit your photography and you're in a nook in the kitchen, maybe getting out a little object that represents what your photography is about to you. Maybe it's a photograph. Maybe it's a little keychain. Maybe it's a little camera you can set on the desk that says, at this moment, this desk is not about my Zoom calls for the office. It's about my photography. And this object is representative of that experience. So when I look at it, I feel inspired. I feel connected to my creativity, and I am engaged in a meaningful way with that. I think there's an opportunity for that little shift that even in a multi-use space where we can reframe and recontextualize what the space is about at that given moment. And if we then change purposes of that space, we shift the purpose of that space, we can put that object away, we can put those couple of objects away, knowing that now the space is intended for something else. It allows our mindset to shift gears and put ourselves in the position to be more successful in our editing and in our process. I know for me that I've noticed over the years that as my space de-evolves out of what I think it needs to be for the creativity, for the purpose of work, for editing videos, for whatever I'm doing, if the space gets cluttered, if it gets junk piled into it, if it gets too much stuff, it feels very kind of compressed to me. It feels really tight to me, and I don't feel like I can actually do the work at the same effective level as I could otherwise. It doesn't mean that I can't do the work. It just feels different when I do the work. And so being able to recognize that and then attempt to minimize that, I think, really makes a difference in how I think about the approach to my own work. And I'm blessed by having a studio, but that doesn't mean that I don't pile things into the studio or it doesn't get multi-purpose use as life gets in the way sometimes. But knowing that and thinking about that, I think, can make a huge difference. So as you think about your own space, as you think about your approach to your own photography, I would say, again, treating your space like you would a photograph and getting very purposeful and intentional about how you frame, compose, and what you put into that space can make a big difference. And knowing that it's in a space that you appreciate being in, even if it's a temporary space you have to build and take apart each time because it's in a multi-purpose area, allowing yourself that freedom and then that gift to say that this space right now at this moment is intended for that, I think would make a big difference in your photography. So again, no matter whether you've got your own dedicated building your own dedicated studio somewhere, or again, that little nook. It's about the mindset we give ourselves when we approach being in that space, as it defines what is it about our creativity, what is it about our photography that's important, and how do we honor that and celebrate that through the way we approach that space. So I hope this week maybe you spend some time thinking about your own space where you do your editing and do your work and do your photography and looking at it and thinking, is it really set up to be not necessarily the most efficient from a functionality standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, from a connected to the things in the space standpoint, that you stay inspired and motivated and want to continue to do the work. I think you might find that maybe a little rearranging, a little change of what's in there, or maybe a celebration of bringing out something that you haven't had out before. So you can look at it on your desk or on a bookcase or on a wall of a photograph that you've always wanted to hang on the wall might prove to be really inspiring. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast this week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for joining me, and I will see you next time.